right now, working as a journalist in Mexico is one of the most dangerous things you can do. Journalists have been assassinated. They've kidnapped journalists. They've been tortured. Just last week, the Mexican forces managed to rescue four journalists. One of them was a cameraman. And so that was a little bit of good news. And there was more good news last week when they killed one of the third-ranking kingpin in the Sinaloa cartel. His name was Ignacio Coronel. He was known as Nacho. And he fought to the death defending his million-dollar villa while the Mexican military dropped in from helicopters. So these were successes, but there's no doubt that the media is being brutally intimidated and turned around in Mexico.
We've seen a lot of these drug lords killed over the past few months, but I've got to believe that there are people within these drug cartels, basically gangsters, that are just ready to take over the position of a drug lord because they know there's so much money in it.
Absolutely. You know, every time that one gets taken out or two, and they've taken out some big ones, some top guys, there's a rush, and then there's a battle over who will fill the space. So there's no lack of volunteers, if you will. I mean, these are people who have resigned themselves to a short but merry life and know that they'll be on the firing lines, but the results are so lucrative that there's no lack of people lining up to take their place. And so the fight goes on, and these were victories. Hopefully there'll be more, but meanwhile, it's absolutely brutal, and it even seems to be becoming more chaotic down there.
You tell me that there's even attacks on pop singers.
That's right, south of the border, anyway. It's like they're not satisfied with simply intimidating the nonfiction media, the folks reporting facts from day to day. They go out and they go after entertainers. And in 2007, they murdered this woman named Zeta Pena, who is a singer. Her group was called the Guilty Ones, Los Culpables, interestingly enough. But, I mean, these people were so brutal that they wounded her in a hotel ambush. And then when she was in the hospital, in the intensive care unit, the assailants went in the next day and they killed her in her bed. I mean, the message is not only that you can't report, you can't sing, you can't do anything that displeases any of these guys, and who knows what, you know, what's motivating them to order these hits. At the same time, we're reporting in our August issue of Homeland Security Today that there is evidence that Middle Eastern jihadists are starting to use the Mexican border. There's a big debate in the U.S. intelligence circles over the degree of threat that this represents. And there are strong arguments on both sides that they're not using it, that they're beginning to use it. But one of the dangers is that when you have a failed state or you have this kind of a chaotic situation, it's the kind of thing that Middle Eastern terrorists gravitate to, whether they're Hezbollah or Al-Qaeda or what. And you certainly don't want them setting up shop in northern Mexico and adding to this carnage.